Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday and welcome to The Early Edge. We have a great show in store for you today. We've got a PGA pick for tomorrow morning, MLB. We've got soccer and, of course, NBA playoffs. Before we get to that, let's look to see what we did yesterday on the recap screen. The sports line picks 0-2. That's never great. 3-5 overall. We got the even money with buckets. We got my pick and Sniper's pick. We'll do better today. We will do better. The Warriors really were the difference in that one with Jackson Price not getting enough playing time. And, of course, the Warriors taking the L against the Sacramento Kings. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of that. Let's get to the stars of the show. Let's bring them in. We've got Martin Green, we've got Mike McClure, and we've got the Sniper, Matt Snyder, of course. Tim Doyle on assignment. We'll see him next Wednesday. Sniper, let me start with you, because you and I were texting last night, and let's be real here. You know, the recap screens can go one way or the other, and it can fall on, you know, a late-inning rally, and that's exactly what happened with the Braves in my D-backs bet. We were kind of sweating that together as we were texting back and forth. How do you feel about the Braves coming alive late, like they did, I believe, the night before as well?
Oh, that was amazing. I had actually gone, and I was talking to my wife and son, and I had essentially given up on that play. It was 2-0 going to the top of the ninth, and then as I start to walk back downstairs, my phone vibrates, and I see a text from you like, oh, man, what a win, and I was like, what? Well, shouldn't have been that shocking, because I said the Astros has had bullpen issues, and we know how explosive the Braves offense can be, but that was really fun. And also, yours ended up going down to the wire too, because the Cubs had that huge rally in the top of the fifth. Mm-hmm. And right when one runner got on, I said, I think you're good, because Hendricks is cooked. And you could tell Craig Counsell was clearly trying to get Hendricks through the fifth because the Cubs' bullpen is so overworked. So we really both had it came in right under the wire. A win's a win, though.
A win is a win. Martin Green, I got to ask you, I know you have a couple soccer picks today. What are we – forgive me for not knowing this. Are we still in sort of Champions League form here, or are we going somewhere else today?
We are indeed, Sia. We are at the second leg of the Champions League quarterfinals. There was two really big games last night. Paris Saint-Germain beat Barcelona 4-0 and Dortmund beat Atletico Madrid 4-2 in a wild game. And the other two games are taking place today. We've got Bayern Munich versus Arsenal and we've got Manchester City versus Real Madrid. So should be lots more goals and excitement.
All right, before we get to your official picks, Martin, I got to go to Mike McClure, because, Mike, you finally took a loss in Major League Baseball. It only took you 3 weeks. I believe, what was it, 13-0 and now 13-1? Are you bouncing back with a baseball pick, or are we going to the NBA tonight?
Yeah, we're bouncing back with a baseball pick here today, Sia. Look, we love day baseball here. Today is extreme day baseball. We've got like 11 day games today in Major League Baseball, so definitely have one that I love here.
All right. Has one that he loves. I love to hear that. All right. Let's just get it started. Martin Green, we just teased it. We got a couple soccer picks here. You have the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Sia. Yeah, I decided just to come with picks for both of today's games, starting with Bayern Munich versus Arsenal at Allianz Arena. These teams played out a really entertaining 2-2 draw in the first leg last week. And I think we should see another open, high-scoring game between the teams today. Bayern have scored 49 goals in 15 home matches this season, but they have been sloppy in defence, as they showed in that first leg. Arsenal have picked up more points on the road than any other Premier League team this season, so they should be competitive in Munich. So I'm going for both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. The other game takes place between Man City and Real Madrid. They also delivered a great deal of entertainment when they drew 3-3 in the Spanish capital last week. However, I think Man City should be able to win the second leg in front of their home fans. They're currently on a 41-game unbeaten streak at the Etihad Stadium, stretches back to 2022, and it includes an emphatic 4-0 victory over Real Madrid last season. I can see goals in this game, but I think that Man City should ultimately be too strong for Real Madrid. So going for Man City to win and over 1.5 goals in the game at odds of minus 128.
All right, Man City money line plus the over 1.5. By the way, speaking of soccer picks, Bradley Jacobs, you've got two plays that you just put in the chat. Somebody else was referencing how good the chat has been over the last couple of days. I believe I saw something by way of 10-2. Extremely, extremely impressive there. Danny Brasco was also in the chat. And credit to Big Cheesy and your Sacramento Kings. You came in here, you said light the beam. That's exactly what they did yesterday. By the way, if you're in the chat and you haven't hit the like button, I'm talking to you as well, Danny Brasco. Hit the like button if you would. Big Cheesy said, see you. You need Martin's voice to be the audiobook for Penny Patel Gets a Puppy. Oh, that is a great reference. Of course, that's my wife, so one of two of her children's books. Martin Green, do you mind being the voiceover for those books?
I'm available. I think this is the collaboration that the world needed.
This Big Cheesy, you're getting a cut of all the proceeds from that. That is amazing. Well, listen, if you want a cut from your bets that you're going to make, the Martin Green bets or the chat bets or any of the bets that are coming up, BetMGM, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to my golf pick, a pick that starts right before the Early Edge begins tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, of course, being Thursday, we got to get that pick out there right here, right now. But before we do it, let's hear a message from our partners.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Danny Brasco says he always hits the like button. Danny, I know you always do. By the way, Taylor DeHart, this is an interesting question. With speaking of lighting the beam, and Mike, I want to kick this to you. Not that you or I would have any inside knowledge in terms of what's going to happen with the Warriors, but Taylor DeHart says, interested to see what happens with the Warriors. Klay and Draymond may be moving on. Do you think this is the last we've seen of Steph, Klay, and Dre?
I personally do, yes. I think that they shake things up in some way, shape, or form, whether it's both gone, one of them gone. I certainly think the end of the Warriors' little dynasty is here. Time for a little bit of a rebuild there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely time for a rebuild. Some of that infusion that the young players that they've drafted over the last 3 or 4 years, they've been okay, but nobody that's really, I mean, obviously Kuminga has really stepped up. They need a lot more youth just on that team in general. So maybe getting rid of Klay and Dre is the play. I didn't mean to rhyme that, by the way. And by the way, was it Scott? Somebody said Sacramento is going to win the Western Conference Finals. That had to be sarcasm. All right. This pick is not sarcasm. I've got a round one two ball. This is a head-to-head matchup. It's round one only. By the way, if you're new to golf betting, sometimes the round one head-to-head matchups are not the first thing you see. Sometimes it's the tournament matchup. So make sure you're finding the round one place. I've got Cam Davis minus 115 over Byung-Hun Ahn. This is an interesting one. For those of you that have been following me, you know I've been on Hun Ahn quite a bit, at least in DFS and in some matchup plays over the last few weeks. But I think this course sets up a lot better for Cam Davis. I'll say this about both their games. They both have similar games right now. They're doing pretty well. They're spiking with the ball striking. The short game, pretty good around the green. The putter, not so good specifically with Hun Ahn. And I think that might be the difference here, where Cam Davis ball striking is going to be just as good, if not better, than Benon. And I think the putting is going to get him through to this round one matchup win. I'll say this too. I think this is most important when it comes to Harbortown and the RBC Heritage. Course experience, I think, really matters here. This is a Pete Dye course. It's very positional. You got to be a tactician on this course. And so a couple things going for Cam Davis. One, he's been playing much better over the last three or four tournaments. But two, he's done really well here. His last three finishes here, 7th, 3rd, and 5th. Those are overall finishes. That is extremely impressive. You look at Benon's last three finishes here. Now, granted, he didn't play the last couple of years here, but the three prior to that, missed cut, missed cut, missed cut. I just think Cam Davis is a much more comfortable player here, and he's spiking at the right time. Give me this round one matchup, Cam Davis over Benon, minus 115. That is my golf pick, and I gave it out today, by the way. This golf tournament, of course, starts tomorrow because I believe this matchup starts at 9:50 Eastern Standard Time. Maybe I'll have another golf pick for you tomorrow in the afternoon on the Early Edge. You'll have to wait and see. But for the here and now, Sniper, you came in late in the game today. You know, we went to the bullpen, if you will. And I know yesterday you gave out Singer to record the win in the White Sox-Royals game. And I just looked at DraftKings and BetMGM and some of these other sites, and I didn't see that up. So I wonder, have you seen that, and are you pivoting? Are you staying with that game in another capacity?
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to find it. Like you said, I wasn't ready to go, but Snake said we're going to call in the lefty. So I got the arm going, and I said, oh, hey, you know what? I was really excited to fade the White Sox yesterday, and the game got rained out. So I have all the stats sitting here right in front of me, so we can go back over them and point out the White Sox are 2-14. Luis Robert's hurt. Eloy Jimenez just came back off of injury. Yoan Moncada is hurt. They've been shut out 6 times. They've only scored 1 run 3 times. So 9 of their 16 games, they've scored either 1 or 0 runs. Brady Singer on the bump for the Royals, a 0.98 ERA so far through 3 starts. The Royals are 11-6, and that's after they started 0-2. So they've won 11 of their last 14 games. 11 out of 15. Sorry about that. So I like the under 3.5 runs here. It was way too juicy yesterday for whatever reason. It came down to minus 125. I don't think the White Sox are going to score a lot of runs, especially after the game was postponed yesterday. That's another day of rest for the Royals bullpen. So even if Singer only goes 5 or 6 innings, they've got a well-rested bullpen behind him against a terrible White Sox offense. Snake is telling me right now that he found Singer to record a win at minus 105. So, yeah, let's do that too. Singer's going to get a win. The Royals are going to win the game by probably multiple runs if you want to play the run line. And the White Sox are not going to score 4 runs. So the under 3.5 will hit as well. Anything on there, it's a smorgasbord of plays as long as you're fading the White Sox.
All right, so we have the White Sox team total under 3.5, which, for the record, you talked about yesterday, not as an official play. You were debating between the White Sox under 3.5.
Yeah, it was like minus 165, and I was like, you never know. They might get to 4, but probably not. Once you get down to the minus 125, absolutely.
Okay, and just to be clear, we're still endorsing, now that it's up at multiple books, we're still endorsing the Brady Singer to record a win at around that minus 105 mark.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. All right. So that's such an interesting setup with that game getting rained out. We have even more day baseball, and I know Mike McClure is going to be addressing some of that as well. And I want to address a couple of sports line picks in the NBA. But before I get there, let's hear one more quick message from our partners.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby Antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Sox Nation says White Sox will win today. We can't lose every game. I mean, technically you can.
Well, they won 2, so it's not every game anyway.
That is totally fair. All right. So Warriors killed me, says Tom Connor. Yeah, Warriors really, really didn't put up. And frankly, we had guys, you know, Keegan Murray, for example, for the Sacramento Kings stepping up that I think, you know, when you get an explosion like that, it's really hard to beat a team. We're going to go right back to the NBA with our sports line picks, though. We're going to start with the Heat Sixers. This is the play-in tournament, of course, still going with the Eastern Conference games today. This one starts at 7 o'clock, and we've got the Heat Sixers over 207.5 at minus 110, looking at an over in the Heat 76ers. And then we're going to the Bulls game, the Hawks versus the Bulls. This is at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Nikola Vucevic under 20.5 points. That's Vucevic under 20.5 points at minus 127. These are picks you can get on Sportsline. And if you're not a member, just go to sportsline.com/join. Type in the promo code WINNERS. You get 60% off the annual plan. Mike McClure, before I tee you up for this pick, that I think the chat maybe is our Sportsline members. Most of the chat are Sportsline members. So I think they might know where you're going here. At least some of them do. Let me ask you this about the Sixers Heat. I'm not asking you to break this game down. It's a 5.5 point spread, depending on where you look. I think last time I checked, I don't know that I can bet in the playoffs. I consider this the playoffs against Eric Spoelstra getting 5 points, almost no matter who the team is. Just quick thoughts on the Eric Spoelstra factor. Does that factor in for you when you're breaking down a Heat game the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is something you have to consider, and that it's Spoelstra and the combination of Jimmy Butler, really. We know that Jimmy Butler really doesn't care about the regular season at all. He cares a lot about moments like this. So, yeah, I expect a competitive game here. Not something that I have played, though, in this one.
All right. Well, let's talk about stuff you have played. You've got some day baseball on the way, I think, for a popular team, at least in the New York area. Where are we going with this pick?
Yes, popular team everywhere in New York and amongst Duke Blue Devils and Dallas Cowboy fans. Of course, we're talking about the New York Yankees here. I like the Yankees to win today. I bet them at even money last night and minus 105. You can still find it around minus 105. I make them 54% winners. That implies minus 117. So that's what I would play it up to. A little bit of the concern here is going to be about Kevin Gausman. He has been pretty awful so far this year. I don't expect him to be that awful going forward, as I think he is a quality starting pitcher still. However, I do have some concerns. His velocity is way down on the fastball, which is primarily what he throws. He's going to throw the four-seamer and the cut fastball, really the only two pitches that he uses often. Last year, he had the hardest hard hit rate of his career, not something that you want to see when you see the early results so far this year. In his age 33 season, that is typically where we would start to see a little decline on a pitcher like this, especially one using such heavy fastball in their arsenal. So I'm looking at the Yankees. I think the bullpen is fresh and ready to go. Holmes and Hamilton should both be available today. That is a big deal. That is typically where the Yankees are going to have their edge this season, is if they get a quality start out of someone like Marcus Stroman, who is familiar with pitching in this environment overall. Their big edge comes from the bullpen and, of course, the power hitting that they have. I like the Yankees to grab a win here, though. I think, again, this number should be minus 117. Grab it as low as you can. I am on the Yankees today.
Yeah, Danny Brasco says he's on the Yankees as well. I think he got it at plus 100, which certainly is a good line. And anytime Mike McClure puts a pick out on Sportsline, you can expect the line to move, which is why it's in that minus 107, minus 110 range now. And you might think I'm joking about Mike McClure changing lines, shifting lines. If you're a Sportsline member, you know that's true. We have years of data where Mike McClure's picks, they change extremely, extremely rapidly. Martin Green nodding his head in affirmation. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm trying to look if there's any chat questions we may have missed. I know somebody says they're going to be at the Boston Red Sox game. They want to pick in that one. I trust Mike or Matt haven't looked at that one. I see the matchup Lively versus Houck. I would probably lean to the under there, under of 9 runs. But again, that's not a game I broke down. I'm trying to see if there's any other picks in the chat before we put this recap screen up here. David,
is that a Red Sox game you said?
Yes, Red Sox game. Any plays there?
So just be a little careful there. The bullpen situation could be pretty messy today. Both teams used 7 pitchers last night trying to get that win that went into extra innings. We have the new extra inning rules with the ghost runner, and it is typically aimed to shorten those games, but they continue to keep playing in that one. So they used a ton of bullpen arms last night on both sides.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Guardians were piling up runs in extras there, I noticed last time I checked on that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at the recap screen. I think it's time to get out of here as we've answered, I think, or acknowledged most of the questions in here. Martin Green, Bayern, Arsenal, both teams to score plus over 2.5 at minus 119, and Man City moneyline plus over 1.5 at minus 128. I've got a round one head-to-head matchup, Cam Davis minus 115 over Ben On, the sniper. White Sox team total under 3.5, and now that the Brady Singer prop is back up there at most book. Brady Singer to record a win. That was his pick from yesterday, minus 105. Mike McClure, Yankees money line, minus 105. Now, a couple extra picks here, by the way. These were from Monday, and they're just reminders, right? DeJounte Murray under 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That was given out on Monday, of course, on Sportsline as well, but on this very show, that's minus 123. And then Barner on Monday, Mikey B had the Heat plus 4.5. Might be able to find that at 5 or 5.5 in some places. I lean towards the Heat in that one as well. And the Sportsline picks, Heat 76ers over 207.5, and Vucevic under 20.5 points at minus 127. Wow, that's a lot of picks. I'm glad we actually kind of reminded some people of these Monday picks because we are a couple days removed. Hopefully we can see some cashes, more green than red. That's what we're looking for tomorrow on the Thursday recap screen. But for the here and now, we're going to get out of here. Everybody, enjoy your Wednesday. On behalf of Mike McClure, Martin Green, and of course, Matt Snyder Sniper filling in for Tim Doyle. Absolutely love that. You'll see more of Sniper later this week. And of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and nines and tens. I am the counselor. This is the Early Edge. We rest our case.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.